Hot 107 now, what's up?
What's up? We want to say what's up to 2 Chainz.
He right here. Go ahead and talk to him, baby.
What's up, my fellow Hornet?
Fail. I don't know. Hot 107 now, what's up?
What's up? I just want to say hey to 2 Chainz.
What up?
How you doing?
I'm cool. How you doing, baby?
Good. Guess who this is?
Gobble, gobble.
I saw it.
This is Jamil.
Who?
Jamil.
Hey, what's up?
What's up? Do you know who I am or you just said, hey, what's up?
Nah, what's going on?
Okay, well, I was just saying, what's up? Yeah, I love you. Keep going and stay strong.
All right, man, appreciate that.
Who are you? How in 7 hours?
Hello.
What up, fo?
It's 2 Chainz.
This is E.T., what's up?
Yo, what up, T? What up, 2 Chainz, man? I just love everything you're doing, man. Much success to you, man. I just want to say keep doing what you're doing and keep repping that South Side. You feel me?
100.
Yeah, but turn
Cal, Cody and Cowboy all day.
That right, fool.
All right. Boy, they you got them checking in, don't you?
Yeah, who next?
Howard of 7 hours, what's up?
Hey, what's happening, man? Hey, I'm from the South, so I just want to tell Titty Boy what's up, man.
What up, man?
Hey, what's happening, bro?
What up, fool?
Hey, I just want to tell you, man, I remember you, man, from like a long time ago, and I want to say, man, patience just pays off, man, because I remember when you were just, you know, part of DTP, and I just want to say thank you for representing for the South, bro. I'm from Riverdale, man.
All right, man, appreciate it.
Thank you, my dog. Boy,
it's my moment.
Got the fans checking in right there. Couple of lost females and couple of homies checking
in. How do you deal with it, man? How do you deal with just everything? Now, I know you've been out there before, you know what I'm saying? So this is like almost like your second go round because you've been there, but
second chance,
but you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy, bro. Like, how do you take in all that emotion?
Do you
man?
See what the other stars we talking about though? Like, you know, the big stars, is it different now?
I mean, for me, it's really hard for me to register where I am publicly. Like, as far as me not being able to go anywhere, I try to go to the bank today. And I waited till they closed. When I got to the bank, it's like 6 cars out there. And the worst part is when the mama be like, so you ain't going to take no pictures for your fans? And it's like they be little kids, and I would love to do that. But some things are just so private to me that I'm not – I just don't want to jeopardize some of my privacy, you feel me? And so for now, it's just me trying to register how popular I am as far as me not being able to go out anymore. I try to go out to eat after the awards. That was dead. And it's just hard for me to accept that right now. You know what I mean? I just want to be the same dude from last year, and I'm not. But it's just hard for me to accept that. I want to go places. I want to go out. I want to shop for myself.
And now you're starting to see why some of them artists, like major artists, might shut down a store just so they can go shopping.
Yeah, because it's like, you know what I mean? Like, the things for me is like, you know, I used to be walking through the airport with Luda sometime and really just didn't understand his frustration. You feel me? And then, you know, he eventually got a jet. And you know what I'm saying? And my friend Tunchi got a jet. And just a couple of my friends. So I remember talking to my lawyer. He was like, boy, you know, I wouldn't waste, you know, my money on, you know, airplane fuel. And I was like, cool. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, he also, you know, had said he had done some things for 50. And, of course, 50 got a bankroll way bigger than mine. And 50 still flies commercial. But I guess it's just trying to figure out how to be just like, you know, walk
accept
from
it.
One end to the other,
right.
And just accept who you are. When you just like, it may be like for us, we have a lot of flights that leave out 6 in the morning. So therefore we don't sleep the night before. We got to leave at 4, be at the airport by 5, so on and so forth. We just got off stage. So we're like beat. Anytime we're in the airport, we're very beat, you feel me? And then, but most people aren't. They're rested up, they're excited. You know what I mean? The whole University of Miami volleyball team basically chased me off the plane. They sent a letter to Sud, my DJ, and we in first class, you remember the letter? And they like, yo, are you 2 Chainz circle, yes or no? With the big U, yes, are you 2 Chainz, yes or no? So I ain't circling that. And they said, if so, we're from rows 19 through 22. We're a volleyball team. I'm in row like 3. I get off thinking they can't possibly get past row 3 through 19 to get to me.
Right.
Man, please. It was rough, fam. So I just got to accept that, you know what I mean, for what it is. And I do, and I know it's a blessing. I pray for this moment, and I appreciate everybody that. They're like, you know, there's really a fan of my music.
Salute, man. Hot 107.9. Try.